Patient name, Stacy, S-C-A-C-Y, last name Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. Date of birth, 7-7 of 89, date of service, 9-6 of 23. This is a 34-year-old female patient here today. She's got two complaints. She has profound itching underneath bilateral underarm. She says it seems to hurt more at, or rather itch more at night. She, to the point where she scratches and then tries to apply some product to soothe it, and it tends to feel as though she has a burning sensation based on the scratching and then the subsequent medication over the counter that she applies. Patient also has a small wound. It seems to be healing, but there does present with some erythema, some cellulitis on her right hip. Apparently she burned herself approximately a week ago. It's left a scab. There is surrounding erythema. We will give antibiotics for this. She has been applying an over-the-counter antibiotic cream to it. Nothing ominous, but it's going to need oral antibiotic therapy, period. To paragraph, no other issues brought forth, no chest pain, shortness of breath, no abdominal pain. She carries on her everyday duties in normal form and fashion. This patient is a school teacher, period. New paragraph, she does have a thyroid issue. Vital signs, blood pressure 110 over 68, pulse 56, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, oxygenation 100%, current weight 158. Allergies to penicillin products, ibuprofen. Period, new paragraph, current medications, Synthroid 50 micrograms, medical history, hypothyroid and anxiety, surgical history, C-section, appendectomy, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph, on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, neck soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, examination of bilateral underarms. It does appear to be several small areas of slight erythema, nothing that I would call an infection, but it does look like she's been scratching there. Also under each underarm, there is a small area of what appears to be of a tinea rash. Possibly that's the cause for her itch, period, new paragraph. Examination of that right hip area, there is a single abrasion to that right hip, approximately 2.5 inches long by maybe 1/4 inch wide. It is scabbed over, but there is surrounding erythema. We will give antibiotic therapy for this as well, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. A dermatitis rash, patient will be given Nystatin cream as well as triamcinolone, 0.1% cream. She is to mix equal portions, both in a small amount in the palm of her hand, mix that up, and then apply it to bilateral underarms. She can do this on a nightly basis before she goes off to bed at night and then again in the morning, period. New paragraph. Cellulitis of the right hip area. Superficial, but nevertheless, erythema is present. We will give her Keflex 500 milligrams 3 times a day for a period of 7 days, number 21, period, new paragraph. Hypothyroid. She continues on levothyroxine 50 micrograms on a daily basis. No medications will be given for this today. She's going to return to clinic for fasting labs this coming Saturday as she is a school teacher, period, new paragraph. Once again, patient will return to clinic this Saturday, September 9th, for fasting labs here. Plan of care has been reviewed with her. I've answered all her questions today. She'll return in 3 days on Saturday, September 9th.